Welcome to the New Testament Daily with Jerry Dierman, where Jerry reads a chapter from the New Testament and gives us key insights and life applications along the way. For more information about the Solid Life Journal and reading plans, visit solidlives.com. And now, let's get into today's reading.
Okay, here it is, and many of you will recognize it as soon as I begin to read it. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." A manger, of course, was a feed trough for animals. Verse 13, "And suddenly there was with the angel," with the one angel, "a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" Can you imagine being a shepherd out here in the fields of Bethlehem, and this angel appears and tells you of this miraculous event that the Messiah is born as a baby. And it says, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, for there is born to you," verse 11, "this day in the city of David." I'm telling you, talk about his birthday. It is literally the birthday. And these angels are hearing this, the shepherds are hearing this directly from an angel. "I bring you good tidings of great joy. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ," the Messiah, the anointed one, the Lord. And then this heavenly host, host means a large multitude of heavenly beings, are all of a sudden appearing and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So the angels somehow understand this is a big deal. This is major. Why is it major? Because for thousands of years, since mankind sinned and was forever lost, forever separated from God because of their sin, and God instituted a plan to prophesy and to bring about Jesus to this earth. Now, how did it come? Well, all these words, see, God had given dominion to man to have dominion over this earth. And so when prophets would speak these words, "Behold, a virgin will bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel," and so on. All these prophetic voices, "He'll come riding on a donkey, and with healing in his wings, the Son of Righteousness shall rise," from Malachi. All these words were being spoken prophetically by people about the Messiah. And then, as it says in John chapter 1, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." See, and so God, through human beings declaring prophetically Jesus coming, God brought forth his son into the earth. And now that Jesus is here, now the angels are saying, like, the plane is on the runway, like salvation has arrived. And so the angels realize, oh man, now this plan of God that has been prophesied for thousands of years, now he's here. He's here. And we know he's only about 30 years away from paying the ultimate price to save all of mankind. So yes, the angels are excited. Yes, they realize God's excited about this. So this heavenly host is saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. So notice, there is not a condemning word coming to the earth. There is a rejoicing word, like, hey, I've sent my son to save your sins. Okay, verse 15. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. I just love the humility of the shepherds and the faith of the shepherds. They didn't say, I wonder if that's true. I hope that does come to pass. No, they said, let us now, like right now, let's go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. We're going to see it a little later when the Magi show up, that the people that are the scribes, the people that are the religious rulers, the experts and the prophecies, they could quote chapter and verse about when and where the Messiah would be born, but they wouldn't go see. They would not go see. See, they heard that the star was seen and there's the sign of his coming, but they're not going to go find out. These shepherds were humble, hungry, and had faith. Let us now go see. Verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph. So they had to go find him. Where are they? They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, a feed trough. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus. So this is the way that they did it with young boys. On the 8th day when they would circumcise them, that's when the name would be declared or finalized. And it says his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And this comes from the Old Testament law that when you have a male child, there are so many days that a woman has to wait before she's considered pure or clean from that birth. When she has a female child, it's double that. And so when the days were completed, when her days of purification were completed, they brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, to present him to the Lord. This really is what we do today when we have baby dedications. We come and we present our children to the Lord. So it says, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. I just love this story. This man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation or the comfort of Israel. In other words, waiting for the Messiah to come. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. This was a spiritual man. Verse 26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah, the anointed one. So he came, notice this, by the Spirit into the temple. In other words, the Holy Spirit that day prompted this old man to go to the temple. You need to go to the temple today. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, by the way, if you've ever been to Israel, I've been there 17 times. If you've ever been to Israel and gone up on the Temple Mount, the Herodian Temple Mount, oh, let me tell you, that temple area is massive. And you could have on feast days, like holy days, you could have several 100,000 people up there. And How in the world are you going to find one couple with a baby and distinguish who this is? But the Holy Spirit is prompting him to come to the temple that particular day. It says, verse 27, so he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he, Simeon, took him up in his arms and blessed God. And listen to what Simeon said. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. This is funny to me. The first thing he says, now I can die. You know, who knows how old the guy is, right? But he knew that the Lord has shown him, you're going to see the Messiah before you die. And so the first thing he says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. So he's really not saying, now I can die. He's saying, now I can die in peace. Now I can die knowing that this prophecy of thousands of years has actually come to pass, that the Messiah has come to redeem our people. So Simeon won't be around to see the crucifixion and to see the resurrection and to hear that whole story and such. He would have heard it later. However, he's just so excited that the Messiah has finally come and that his eyes were able to see. So he says, Lord, and he's got him in his arms, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. See, according to those prophecies. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Isn't that a precious thing? I'm looking at this baby, your salvation. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation, notice, to the Gentiles. Simeon knew what many Jewish believers in the book of Acts did not know until Acts chapter 10, and some of them even later. And that is that salvation was not only coming to the Jews, salvation was coming to the Gentiles, in other words, to the whole world. But Simeon said, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This baby I'm holding is the glory, the bling bling of your people Israel. He is the crown jewel of your people Israel. And Simeon was absolutely right. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Now, of course, Mary saw the angel, and she knew the angel prophesied this. They both knew this is a miraculous conception, and delivery of this baby. But they didn't expect that there would be other people that the Holy Spirit was tipping off and speaking to who would come and declare these prophetic things. They thought it was just something in their own, you know, experience. And you know how we are with supernatural things. You believe it at first, and then you begin to doubt it over time. So this is amazing. This says, they marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them. Don't you love this? Simeon blessed mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. Notice, he's saying this to Mary, the mother. A sword will pierce through your own soul also. In other words, you are in for some real pain. And of course, watching Jesus be murdered on a cross, you better believe that's painful. And so it goes on to say, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Verse 36, here's another supernatural event. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess. Don't you love that? A prophetess. So here we see in the Bible that women, yes, when the Holy Spirit is on them, can be used and were used in prophetic ministry. So it says, now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years old. Well, likely she was 84 years old as opposed to having been widowed for 84 years. She'd have to be really old if she'd been widowed for 84 years. But an 84-year-old woman, watch this, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. This lady just spent her days in the temple fasting and praying. So this is another very spiritual person. Verse 38, and coming in that instant, now Simeon has just finished prophesying over the baby, prophesying to Joseph and really primarily Mary. And coming in that instant, this is all Holy Spirit coordinated. Coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. So now he's a 12-year-old. Verse 43, when they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. In other words, there was such trust in that culture, and when you would travel with a group of people, and I've heard as I go to Israel and take tours there that we've been told that it's believed that the Nazareth village that Jesus grew up in was likely about 40 families. It's just a very small town. And so when it was time to go to Jerusalem for the feast, likely there would be people, maybe just from Nazareth, but maybe from the communities or villages around. They would be traveling, but these people would all know each other. They were farmers, they were shepherds, you know, they were merchants and such. But they would have this trust. And being Jews, they would know, well, this is what we do right. And so there was a good trust and positive culture. So it says the boy Jesus lingered behind, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So they left Jerusalem. They're a day later before they realize Jesus is not with them. Talk about trust in the community. Verse 45, so when they did not find him, they started saying, where's Jesus? And they couldn't find him. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem. So here's another day's journey, seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, here's a 12-year-old that's been missing for 3 days. So it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him, the 12-year-old, were astonished at his understanding and answers. They were tripping out. How does this 12-year-old understand like this? Verse 48. So when they saw him, they were amazed. When mom and dad saw this happening, they were amazed. Another supernatural event and connection with Jesus, this time at 12 years old. So it says, so when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, listen to Jesus' words, why did you seek me? That's an interesting question for a 12-year-old, right? Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And so here, Jesus at 12 already knows I have an assignment, and it's from Father God, and I've got to be about my assignment. And so he said, did you not know that? And here are the seven words of Jesus that we've heard from J12. And that is, I must be about my father's business. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Notice here, 12 years have transpired since the angel Gabriel came and announced the conception to Mary. And then after the birth, Simeon prophesied, Anna prophesied. But you know, as the years go on, you can start to lose the faith that this is really a supernatural thing. And so Jesus is saying, did you not know I must be about my father's business? But they didn't understand it. It just wasn't registering with them that this is the Messiah. He has an assignment. He's here on assignment from Father God. So verse 51, then he went down with them and came to Nazareth. Went down, meaning Jerusalem is elevated about 3,000 feet above sea level. And they went down. And so Nazareth is in the north, but by elevation, it's down. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, height, and in favor with God and men. So even in his growing up years, he was growing up as an exceptional young man. All right, there you have it. Chapter 2, the most famous Christmas story chapter. I look forward to tomorrow, Luke chapter 3.
Thank you for joining us for the New Testament Daily with Jerry Dierman. And thank you to those of you who have partnered with Solid Lives to help get this daily podcast and other resources like it to thousands of people around the world. If you would like to partner with Solid Lives, visit solidlives.com/give. To find out more about the ministry of Solid Lives, how you can be a part of this church planting and disciple making movement, or for more great teachings and resources by Jerry, visit solidlives.com. We also want to invite you to check out Jerry's other podcast called The Jerry Dierman Podcast. Here, Jerry shares with us at least weekly from God's Word, challenging us and equipping us to fulfill the amazing plan that God has for our lives. You can find links to this podcast, as well as Jerry's YouTube channel, online at solidlives.com. Thank you again so much for joining us, and we'll see you right here tomorrow as we jump into the New Testament Daily with Jerry Dierman.